40% of adults have experienced sexual violence over their lifetime, according to a survey conducted by the Central Statistics Office. It shows that clear differences occur by gender and age. Over half, or 52% of women, experience sexual violence in their lifetime. That compares to 28% of men. The people who took part in the CSO's Sexual Violence Survey 2022 were aged 18 and over. CSO statistician Helen McGrath said this was the first of a series of publications on sexual violence, and more detail on the main findings will be available in the months to come.
Sexual violence is a very serious, significant societal issue, and we need better information to go and build better policies to address this issue, and as well as that, to be able to build better supports for survivors of and people who have experienced this within their lifetime.
This is the most comprehensive survey on sexual violence conducted in the country since the Savvy report of 2002. In a moment, reaction from the Minister for Justice, Simon Harris. But first, let's talk to Professor Hannah McGee, who's Deputy Vice-Chancellor at the Royal College of Surgeons and who was the lead author of that Savvy report 20 years ago. You're very welcome to the programme, Professor McGee, and thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks very much, Brian. Good afternoon.
So you're wary, I think, of making comparisons between today's report and the report that you were involved in back in 2002. But what sort of patterns do you think today's report shows us? And do you see changes in the nature of sexual violence over those two decades?
Thank you, Brian. As you said, wary of comparing exact comparisons because the methodologies are different and so much has happened over those 21 years and so on. But I think, as the authors today have said, it's the findings make for uncomfortable reading. And as a broad pattern, it's very hard to say that there's any positive news in terms of things changing. We still have a very high level of lifetime prevalence of sexual violence, 4 in 10 people, half of women, as you said, 52%, and 28% of men. There's younger people are reporting higher levels of lifetime sexual violence than older people, both for women and for men, which is maybe disappointing. There's really no great evidence in terms of serious child sexual abuse that there is much improvement. We do see more people, especially adults, are more likely to say they know their perpetrator, and maybe that's something in terms of prevention that we might focus on. Mm. But very sobering news today, I think. I think very important news. If the news is not good, then the most important thing is that you know it in terms of, as Helen McGrath said, directing policies and supports. Mm. But it is a sobering day, I'm afraid, no more than 2002. The first findings were sobering as a society. And remember that in 2002, it was before we had heard of anything about institutional or clerical abuse. We didn't have mobile phones. We weren't really talking about trafficking. We weren't talking about online abuse and so on. So this is a very different world, and it's very important that we have the up-to-date figures we have today.
You mentioned online abuse, and that, I suppose, it does highlight an aspect of this survey, the definition of sexual violence, which is used here. It includes a range of non-consensual, in all cases, non-consensual experiences, but not necessarily involving physical contact, violence that's non-contact.
Yes, and that would have been that would have been the same as in 2002, except of course online wasn't one of those forms of non-contact sexual abuse. But the non-contact sexual abuse category, I think, in this survey includes being forced to do things like pose or take photographs or observe sexual acts either online or in person and so on. So there are a range of non-contact sexual abuses that are documented, and as you said, online becomes a newer one of those in that mix.
The headline figure, 40% of adults reporting sexual violence over their lifetimes, but you know, when we go down into different categories, young women aged between 80 and 24, what is it, 65% of them are reporting?
Yes.
Yeah, that's extraordinary.
Yeah. It is an extraordinary figure, and when we analysed by age back in 2002, we found the same pattern, I guess, of higher rates of reporting in younger people, particularly women. There's always the question about differing definitions across ages or different willingness to report. But whatever the differences in culture are, if we're looking at a society and if the youngest group of adults are reporting this level of sexual violence, and they haven't haven't yet spent their lifetime exposed to further violence. That is a very sobering figure, and a signal that we really have a serious public health issue, as well, of course, crime to contend with. And I guess there's often the sense that sexual violence is a personal tragedy, but actually it's a societal tragedy. With the cost in terms of relationships, in terms of achieving one's abilities in life, in work, or in other aspects of life, are all damaged by having to deal with something that we know from this study that for half of women and two-thirds of men are not disclosed to anybody else. So 53% of women in this study only disclosed. So half didn't disclose their abuse to anybody else, and only 34% of men disclosed their abuse. So an awful lot of what happens is still hidden.
Well, look, let me pick up on that. Thank you very much indeed, Professor McGee. That's Professor Hannah McGee from the Royal College of Surgeons.